Well, am I talking to Tom or Andy?
Well, it's up to you, you know. I mean, I'm very, you know, I can't wait to do it. You know, we'll come down and do the show. You know, everybody's been talking about it and getting in touch. And for me to get back in Wales, you know, just to do that, that's going to be great. So, but yeah. That'll be fabulous, and I'm looking forward to it as well.
Oh my God, the Pontypridd and the LA accent is just morphing beautifully into each other. Like I said, before you say anything else, let's hear you in action. Well, the great Tom Jones there, a.k.a. Andy Wood, of course. Well, Andy, you obviously sound like him, and I watched you on YouTube, as I said earlier on. You've got the moves. It's exactly like looking at Tom in the flesh.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, but so yeah, where are you from originally?
I actually live in Lincolnshire on the
okay.
East Coast.
Right. Yeah. Oh, so from on the East Coast, that's where you get your orange skin then, yes?
That's the one, yeah. Yeah, we get a lot of nice weather there, which I hope we do get this weekend, where,
yes.
Where you are.
Exactly. So orange skin, white hair and a goatee.
Yes.
You've got the moves. It's like watching Tom up there. But did things have to change for you when Tom stopped wearing his... Well, no, colouring his hair, I should be saying, not wearing his black wig, because I suppose you had invested in the other Tom Jones a few years back.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, it was just a case of just changing the costume and sort of just, yeah, basically growing everything and making it 20 years older.
So. How old are you then?
I'm actually 52.
Oh, so, right. Okay.
Yeah, so I do have to draw one or two wrinkles on, but I'm getting quite a few now myself. So I'm aging into the act. How did you
get into the line of work then? Because Tom wasn't your original act, was he?
No. I originally did the show Stars in Her Eyes in 1993.
Cranky.
And that was as Michael Bolton. So that sort of started the tribute. And tribute was very young then. There was probably about 30, I would have thought, in the country in around that time. So yeah, I've been going quite a long time. And travelled quite a few miles.
Yeah, I bet you have. I'll come to that in a moment, but I'm just thinking about Michael Bolton now. Should he be happy that maybe one day he will look like Tom Jones?
Well, I think it's just a case of morphing and, you know, I mean, you're either very fortunate or very unfortunate to look like someone, you know, exactly from day to day. So,
yeah,
I don't know if I'd want to walk around. I prefer being me, but obviously at some point for a couple of hours you need to disguise yourself as someone else. But I enjoy it, and it's a great living, it's a great life, and thank you to a legend or one or two legendary singers. I earn a living and I appreciate that, you know, it's great.
So you're obviously seeing the world. Have you actually met Tom yourself?
I have, yes. I met him in 96, I think it was, in Sun City in South Africa. And
really?
He was doing like a weekend of shows, and our show was cancelled to let him do his. And he had a jam with all the band and all the singers on the night that he finished his run. So it was great.
Did you?
Really nice guy.
Did you get any tips off him, or did he tell you now then, look here now, Andy, this is what you need to do?
He told me how to stand and how to. No, he didn't. No, he just he didn't.
All right.
He was really nice. He was really complimentary. And although he didn't see our show, he happened to walk in as I was singing and jamming with the guys on the stage. So that was quite scary. And it was a nice experience. Actually.
I bet that was odd. Like you would be impersonating the man, just walking in on your act.
Yeah.
Listen, I've got to ask you: do you have women come up to you thinking that you are the real thing, and do you play along with it? Do you take advantage of the fact that you are Tom Jones?
Well, of course I do. You know, I've got to. You know, at my age, you've got to get it where you can. You know, but no, I don't. I try not to, but people do. You know, they do come up and they do want photographs and. at the end of the show.
That's all they want,
now.
Is it, Andy? Yeah. That's all they want. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, right. I can't be doing with those. I mean, when I first started it, the show, they did throw the knickers and they were quite small, but as the years have gone on, they got bigger and bigger. So,
Yeah, you don't want to get mugged on stage, do you? Well, maybe that's not the right word.
I'm waiting for Steve to throw his underpants on.
Oh, my God.
Not after 3 days on site.
Well, you've been everywhere performing as Tom Jones. Las Vegas, even. What's the best place?
The best place has got to be where I met my wife. So I'm going to say that because she's at the side of me.
All right.
But we actually met and she fell in love with someone who was dressed as Tom Jones. And, you know, she needs a medal for that. So I suppose the sexiness did work at that point of the evening and the rest of history. But, no, I've been around the world and it's been, you know, I do a lot of good contracts. And I get to go on the ships, cruise ships and do some really nice work.
Well, Andy Wood, I can't wait to see you in Love's Grove in Aberystwyth over the weekend.
Very nice. Say hello, yes.
Thank you very much for speaking to us. Tom Jones
there,
everybody. Tom Jones on BBC Radio Wales this afternoon.